I also believed that if I could clear the mental pattern that created the cancer, then I would not need the operation. And so I bargained for time and was grudgingly given 3 months. I immediately took responsibility for my own healing. I read and investigated everything I could find on alternative ways to assist my healing process. I knew I also had to love myself a great deal more than I did, and I had to clear the patterns of resentment that I had held from when I had been a battered and sexually abused child. It was imperative for me to let go of the blame. In addition, I worked with a good nutritionist to totally cleanse and detoxify my body from all the junky food I had eaten over the years. Between the mental and physical cleansing, in 6 months, I was able to get the medical profession to agree with what I already knew, that I no longer had cancer. I know from personal experience that disease can be healed if we are willing to change the way we think and believe and act. Sometimes what seems to be a big tragedy turns out to become the greatest good in our lives, and your experience with cancer can become a positive turning point in your life too. Listen to what I have to say. Now, I believe that all illness is self-created. Not that we say, I want to have this illness, but we actually do create a mental atmosphere where this disease can grow and flourish. I heard a physician from New York say on television a few weeks ago that if the surgeon operates on a patient without doing something to help them change the cause of the disease, then all the doctors were doing was prolonging the life of the patient until they could create another disease. It is my belief that we are each 100% responsible for every experience in our lives, the best and the worst. We all create our experiences by the thoughts we think and the words we speak. The universe totally supports us in every thought we choose to think and believe. Our subconscious mind accepts whatever we choose to believe. You can say it either way. They both mean that what I believe about myself and about life becomes true for me, and what you choose to think about yourself and about life becomes true for you. And we have unlimited choices about what we can think. When we are very little, we learn how to feel about ourselves and about life by the reactions of the adults around us. It is the way we learn what to think about ourselves and about life. Now, if you lived with people that were very unhappy, then you learned a lot of negative things about yourself and about life. However, this is not to blame our parents, for we are all victims of victims, and they could not possibly have taught us anything they did not know. If your mother did not know how to love herself, or if your father did not know how to love himself, then it would be impossible to them to teach you to love yourself. They were doing the best they could with what they had been taught as children. I believe that we choose our parents. Each one of us decides to incarnate upon this planet at particular points in time and space, because we have chosen to come here to learn a particular lesson that will advance us upon our spiritual evolutionary pathway. We choose our sex, our color, our country, and then we look around for the particular set of parents that will mirror the pattern we are bringing in to work on in this lifetime. Then when we grow up, we usually point our fingers accusingly at our parents and whimper, "You did it to me." But really, we chose them because they were perfect for what we wanted to work on overcoming. As very little children, we learn our belief systems, and then we move through life creating experiences to match our belief. Look back in your own life and notice how often you have gone through the same experience. Well, I believe that you created those experiences over and over because they mirrored something that you believed was true about yourself. It doesn't really matter how long we have had a problem, or how big it is, or how life-threatening it is. The point of power is always in the present moment. This means that what you have experienced during your life and up to this moment, you have created by your thoughts and beliefs of the past. However, what you are choosing to think and believe and say today, right here and right now, is creating your future, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, etc. Notice what thought you are thinking at this moment. Do you want this thought to be creating your future? Is it negative or positive? Just notice and be aware. No matter what the problem is, the only thing we are ever dealing with is a thought, and a thought can be changed. Our experiences are just outer effects of inner thoughts. Even self-hatred is only hating a thought you have about yourself. You have a thought that says, I'm a bad person. This thought produces a feeling, and you buy into the feeling. However, if you don't have the thought, you won't have the feeling, and thoughts can be changed. Change the thought, and the feeling must go. Believe it or not, we do choose our thoughts. We may habitually think the same thought over and over, so that it does not seem that we are choosing the thoughts, but we did make the original choice. We can refuse to think certain thoughts. Look how often you have refused to think a positive thought about yourself. Well, you can also refuse to think a negative thought about yourself, too. It seems to me that everyone on this planet that I know or have worked with is suffering from self-hatred and guilt to one degree or another. The more self-hatred and guilt we have, the less our life works. We find that we have an inability to speak up for ourselves, and we are always trying to please others. The less self-hatred and guilt we have, the better our lives work on all levels. It has been my experience that the very bottom line for everyone I have worked with is always, I am not good enough. And we often add to that, and I don't do enough. Does this sound like you? Always saying or implying or feeling that you are not good enough, but for whom and according to whose standards? Now, if this belief is very strong in you, then how can you possibly have created a loving, joyous, prosperous, healthy life? Somehow your main subconscious belief would always be contradicting it. I find that resentment, criticism, and guilt cause more problems in our bodies and in our lives than anything else. These feelings come from blaming others and not taking responsibility for our own lives. You see, if we are all 100% responsible for everything in our lives, then there is no one to blame. Whatever is happening out there is only a mirror of our own inner thinking. I am not condoning their behavior, but it is our beliefs that attract people that will treat us that way. If you find yourself saying, everyone always does such and such to me, criticizes me, is never there for me, uses me like a doormat, abuses me, then this is your pattern. There is some thought in you that attracts this behavior. It is you that must change the belief that creates the experience. When you no longer think that way, they will go and do that to somebody else. you will no longer attract it.